Paul.
Hello, my name is Yasser. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm sorry?
You're calling for what?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state. First,
the current what?
The current situation in your state.
Okay, let me explain one thing to you. You called my 470 number, right? Area code 470.
Well, I don't see the number. The system picks a number randomly.
Yeah, it is. It's a number that I have in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have a service. I pay for it. And when you ring that number, it rings my iPhone. I'm in the Philippines. I'm a missionary here in Mindanao for 11 years. But I have a U.S. telephone number, which is the one you called, and it automatically transfers the call to my iPhone, which I have right now, and I'm in the Philippines.
Oh.
So the question for your opinion research, I'm not physically in the U.S. right now, but I am a U.S. citizen. In fact, I live in Tucson, Arizona when I'm in the U.S., and I'm going back to Tucson in June for about 2 weeks. So how can I help you if I can?
Oh, I understand. Well, maybe you see the news about...
But how can I help you? Because I'm very aware of what's going on in the U.S. And very aware with my state of Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just answering some quick questions for the survey.
Okay, all right.
The first one is, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a male. I'm a pastor, and the Word of God says God only created two sexes, man and woman. He did not create a third sex, nor do we have the ability to gender identify ourselves. That's all bullshit.
Okay, thank you very much. And may I please have the year of your birth?
1 January 1946.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th
I have a
grade.
Bachelor of Science. I have a Bachelor of Science in Business, and I have a Master of Art in Management and Leadership.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of the above. I'm Caucasian.
Okay, so your race is white?
Caucasian. Yeah, well, the suitable term should be Caucasian, not white.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some group of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, that means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you do not, you don't know or you have never heard of the people that I will mention, you can as well indicate that. The first is...
Okay, and five is neutral, right?
Correct. 5 is neutral. 0 is unfavorable, and 10 is favorable.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. The first person is Donald Trump.
So what's the highest rating on that, 10?
Yes, 10 is that is very favorable.
Donald Trump, 10.
Thank you very much. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
10.
Thank you. The next one is Democrats in Congress.
Would that be 0 or 1? What's the lowest rating? 0?
0, correct. 0 isn't very favorable.
Yeah, zero for the Democrats.
Thank you. The next one is Katie Hobbs.
What was that name again?
Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S.
I can't place that name, and I'm very familiar. I look at the news all the time. I look at Fox News, CNN, Breitbart. I can't place that name. What is the position of that person? What position is that person in?
She's a politician, a governor. But yeah, if you have never heard
state?
Of them,
what state?
Arizona.
Oh, that's my state. But what's your name again?
Katie. That
Katie.
Is K A T I E Hobbs. H O B B S.
H O P E S.
H-O-B?
Maybe she was running. Was she running for governor?
Let me just take a look here. Because I'm not really sure. That information in full is not for us. I just know that she is governor.
So on that name, you better put a five neutral, because I can't place that name.
Okay, no problem. Yes, thank you very much. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala, we want to give her a zero.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, when thinking about who you voted for in the November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate prioritize bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable? Is that
That was very important. So I would say that was a 10.
Okay. On this case, it will change. The answer can be that is a must have. That is very important, somewhat important. Now, for the question, the answer can be a must have. That means that it's something that they must prioritize.
Yeah, I got it.
Or is either very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal breaker. So for you, how important was it to you that the candidate prioritized bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable? That is a must-have, very important, somewhat important?
I would say that was must.
Okay. Thank you very much. The next one is promoted traditional family values.
Yes. Very important.
A must have. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, must.
The next one is prioritizing protecting abortion access.
To have access to abortion?
Correct.
No access. That goes against the word of God.
That it will be a deal breaker for you then.
Yeah, that's the opposite end.
Yes, that's the opposite end. Thank you. And the last one on this one is prioritizing making housing more affordable.
That's very important. Since I would say that was a must.
A must. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for president?
Donald J. Trump.
Or were you not able to vote?
No, I vote. I vote, even though I've been in Mendo now for 11 years, my wife and I vote in every general election, and we voted through the internet, through Pima County in Arizona, through absentee voting.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for Senate?
For Senate, I think Carrie Lake. She was running.
Okay. Carrie Lake is the the Republican. Ruben Gallego, the Democrat. Someone else.
She was a Republican.
Yes. Thank you. Now, as you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that will enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no on Prompt 139?
I voted no against it.
Okay, thank you. and what values were behind your decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please choose the one or two.
I based my decision off the Word of God, the Bible.
Okay. Thank you very much. As well, I will give you a list of options as well. If you can select two of them, please choose the one or two values that best describes the values behind your decision. You may select up to two. The first one is making decisions about your own body, responsibility to younger and future generations, privacy, responsibility to women, protecting the lives of unborn children, equality, caring about your community, faith in God, safety, freedom from government interference, traditional family values, or control over your own life.
Well, you've given me a lot of options there, and I can only choose one, right?
Two. Up to two.
Oh, I just, okay, faith in God is number one. And then can you repeat them again? Because I can't quite remember all of them.
Faith in God
is number one.
Sure, I can. Then is making decisions about your own body, responsibility to younger and future generations, privacy, responsibility to women, protecting the lives of unborn children, equality.
That's it, second, protecting the lives of unborn children, number two.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to that ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally on a scale to zero, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important to you, 5 means that it was somewhat important?
Number 10 is extremely important.
Great. Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2024 election, did the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state make you less or more motivated to vote, or did it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It wasn't the main reason I voted. I voted primarily for the president position, but so I would say it's in between. I forget what you said, but it's not the main motivating factor on why I voted. I voted to elect Donald J. Trump as president.
So
the abortion issue was, what was that, sir?
Did it make no difference? Did it make you somewhat more motivated, much more motivated, much less motivated, or just
somewhat motivated?
Somewhat more motivated. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Now, thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learn a candidate for political office supported the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate, or did that will
less.
Make no difference? Okay. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Not much. Less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
Can you repeat that question again?
Sure. Thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona. abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona, abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona, or abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona, or you're not entirely sure?
I'd say it's the first one that you said. Abortion is legal in all cases, or the first one that you said.
Abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona.
Yeah.
Thank you. Based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
I'm very concerned about it because I don't want it.
Okay.
I want it to be illegal.
Thank you. Do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Illegal in most cases.
Thank you. Now, even if neither is exactly right, which of these statements that I will read comes closest to your view? I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision from themselves. And the last statement, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available.
I think it's the first one that you say.
I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, here is a series of statements. After each one, please indicate how much you agree with each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree. You may select any number from 0 to 10 as well. Now, the first statement reads, abortion bans push people deeper into poverty and especially hurt those working to make ends meet, young people and people of color.
Can you repeat that question again, or that statement?
Sure. The statement is, abortion bans push people deeper into poverty and especially hurt those working to make ends meet, young people and people of color. Do you strongly disagree? Yep.
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next statement reads, we need to protect everyone's fundamental right to control their own body from politicians and government interference, including whether to have an abortion.
It's not our choice, it's God's choice. We don't control our body. God is in control. So however you give me that statement, I'm strongly opposed to that statement.
Okay, thank you.
We don't have the right to take life. It's not our call.
Okay.
You know, if you read the Word of God, there's only one place that we can take life, and God is very definitive about that in the book of Deuteronomy. And that's capital murder, capital execution. God believes in that. If you take life, your life should be taken from you. But that's the only exception that God gives us. Other than that, life is very precious, and it's not our call.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next statement
reads...
Yep, thank you. Now, the next statement reads, abortion is a normal part of reproductive health care, and abortion bans threaten the health of people who get pregnant.
So what are the possibilities? I'm strongly against that. That's a false statement.
Okay. 0, that is a strongly disagree. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, the next one is, parents must give their permission for children to take Tylenol at school. They should have to give permission for their child to get an abortion, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Will you strongly disagree neither agree nor disagree or strongly agree.
I strongly agree on that. The parents should have the choice over the child to make that decision.
Okay, thank you very much. And the last statement for this is, putting the right to abortion in our Constitution opens the door to taxpayer-funded abortions and even child genital mutilation. Will you strongly
disagree? We don't want that in the Constitution. Yeah, I strongly disagree with that.
Okay, thank you. And now the next, here is a list of organizations. Please rate how much you trust each organization when it comes to handling abortion access on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you trust them a lot, 5 means that you trust them somewhat, and 0 means that you do not trust them at all. The first one is Democrats in Arizona.
0.
0. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
0.
Thank you. Now, Republicans in Congress.
10.
Thank you. And Republicans in Arizona.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Legal in all cases nationally.
Thank you. And do Republicans want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Illegal in most cases nationally.
Thank you very much. Now, here's a list of policies Republican lawmakers talk about during the November 2024 election. Thinking back to the election, please indicate whether you heard a lot, heard some, heard a little bit, or heard nothing about each policy.
Okay.
The first policy is banning any abortion medication from being sent through the email and jail doctors from providing legal abortion medication to patients. Did you heard a lot of that, heard some, a little bit, or nothing about that?
Can you repeat that statement again?
Sure. Banning any abortion medication from being sent through the mail and jail doctors from providing legal abortion medication to patients.
I heard a lot.
Thank you. Now, the next statement, the next policy is banning abortion nationwide, including cases like rape, incest, or for the health of the mother. Did you heard a lot? Some, a little bit, or nothing?
I would say a lot.
Thank you. The next policy is letting the states decide their own abortion laws.
I heard a lot.
Thank you.
I read a lot. I see the news.
Thank you. And the last statement is...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. The last statement is appointing judges who will strike down abortion rights.
Okay. A lot.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, and we're almost done. I do thank you very much for all your answers and your time. Now, here's a list of people or groups who might provide information about abortion. Please select the one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give you accurate and helpful information on issues like abortion. You may select up to two. The first one is politicians, then my friends, women in my life, religious leaders, healthcare professionals, mothers, host of podcasts, journalists, activists, my family, commenters on social media, doctors, or abortion rights organizations. You can select up to two that you will trust the most.
Can you repeat it again?
Sure. So here's a list of people or groups who might provide information about abortion. Please select the one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give
the
you
most.
Accurate
okay.
and helpful information on issues like abortion. Is politicians, my friends, woman in my life.
No, what was that? My friend. Okay, go ahead. No, start from the beginning again.
Sure. Politicians,
okay.
my friends, women in my life, religious leaders, healthcare professionals, mothers, host of podcasts, journalists, activists, my family, commenters on social media, doctors, or abortion rights organizations.
Okay, based off your list, I have to choose religious leaders. However, that isn't really, in my opinion, true. It should be the Word of God. That should have been in there. The Word of God, the Bible, God should have been one of the possibilities, but it is not. So the only other possibility in there is religious leaders, so I have to choose that. But I don't really believe that either, but that's the best choice of the group that you gave me. There should have been on that particular question or response, there should have been reference to God or to the Bible, which it's not in there. But so I'll choose religious leaders. And even with that, you have to be very careful who they are, because there's a lot of them that are saying things that are not biblically correct.
Thank
so
you.
So anyhow, I'll choose religious leaders, but it's not really my full belief.
Understood. Thank you very much. And if you were to select another one, because you can select up to two, or you just want to select religious leaders?
Yeah, there's none other in there that I would choose. In fact, I'm not even happy with religious leader, but of the possibilities, that's the only one close to what my beliefs are.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Now, finally, below are some potential new sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Washington Post, Fox News, podcasts, CNN, MSNBC, local news stations.
Fox News, and podcasts.
Okay.
What you should have had in should have had some conservative news media like Newsmax and Breitbart, but they're not in there. It's a biased survey. You guys, whoever came up with these questions are pretty biased.
Okay. But you can tell me what name did you say? I can place it manually.
Well, what should have been in there should have been Breitbart, Newsmax. Those are two big ones that should have been in there, and they're not in there, along with the podcast. And I would probably even say MichaelSavage.com. Because Savage has been saying the truth for a long time.
Okay, thank you very much. And if you had,
let me explain something to you. We're almost done, and you're talking to an unusual person. I'm a missionary. I've been in Mindanao for 11 years, outside the U.S. I've lived out of the country. I'm 79 years old, and out of the 79 years, I've lived out of the U.S. for 19 years. But I'm very aware of what's happening in the U.S. I go back there every year, every 2 years, and I do my best to look at media that I believe is correct. But again, most of it, like Trump said, is fake news. And even beyond fake, it's bullshit. It's utter lies trying to convince the American people that what is untrue is true. So one has to be very selective. And even though I'm in the Philippines and I'm a man of God, I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm very aware of what's happening in America, and I do my best to look at factual news to figure out what is actually the truth, and then I line it up against the Word of God. So that's the person you're talking to. Even though I'm not living there, I'm very aware of what's happening, or I try to be aware, put it that way. But it's very difficult because there's so much information now with the internet and with all the news media. You're bombarded, you're overloaded with information. And a lot of the stuff that's out there is not factual. In fact, it's outright untrue. It's a lie. So one must be very careful. So that's who you're talking to.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much for that answer and information. I really appreciate it. As I said, all of this is being recorded as well, and all that information will be passed through. Now, if you have known how the 2024 presidential election will have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, will you have done differently?
I would have voted the same way, and I would have done, you know, I would have told the people that I talked to the same thing, those that I have conversations with in the U.S. I would not have made any difference in my voting. I voted based off the Word of God and based off what I see, and I looked at the candidates to select. And again, we must remember both Kamala Harris and Donald J. Trump, they're both imperfect men and women. We're all imperfect, and they're very flawed, but we chose the best of the two. And if you read the Word of God, God always delights in using very imperfect people to do His will. And you're talking to one. I'm a very imperfect man, and I made a lot of bad decisions in my early life, but God can overlook that. He can use you. So I chose the best candidate of the two.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if you had known how the 2024 presidential election will have turned out prior to the election, it is not the same question. It is phrased the same, but the options are different. So let me read the options.
Okay.
If you have known how the 2024 presidential election will have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, will you have done differently? The first option is, I will have voted for Republican candidates down the ballot, like senator or governor. The second option is, I will have voted for Democratic candidates down ballot, like senator or governor. And the third and last option is, I will have done nothing different.
I would have voted completely for Republicans from top to bottom.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, reflecting on the last few months since Trump took office, will you say that abortion and reproductive rights have become less or more of a priority for you since the November 2024 election, or has it stayed the same?
More important.
Is it somewhat more of a priority or much more of a priority?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, even if none of them is exactly right, which of these statements that I will read come closest to your view? The first statement is, things could be going better in America, and what we need is a return to basic stability. The second is, things are going well in America, and no real changes are needed. And the third and last statement, things in America are going poorly, and what we need is a major change and a shock to the system.
Number one, the first statement that you said.
Okay, thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican. I've been a Republican since 1964 when I was in college, and Barry Goldwater ran from the state of Arizona, and I was a young Republican at that time, and I stayed a strong conservative Republican all my life.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you very much. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married. Living with my wife, our 37th wedding anniversary will be in July.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yes, right now I am. I adopted a girl that's 15 years old, and I adopted a child, a girl from China in 2008. She just turned 19, but I have one living with me right now that's 15. That's my adopted daughter.
Okay, thank you. Now, last year, that is 2024, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than
Go to the one that was 90,000 to 99,000. Is there one in that category? I think you said that.
Is that 85,000 to 999,000?
Yeah, go with that one.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And that completes the survey. As I said, I thank you very much for your time and for your answers. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Question. Yeah. Where are you physically calling me from?
Oh, well,
I'm in the Philippines. Where are you at physically?
We are an independent research company based in Miami, Florida.
Okay, so you're in Miami?
Correct.
Okay, well, you're in a very nice place. The last time I was in Miami was in 2013. My wife and I flew there from Arizona. We took one of the four-day cruises to the Bahamas on our 25th wedding anniversary. So Miami, Florida is a very nice place. In fact, I lived there back in 1966 to 1967. I went to an aviation flight training center there in Miami, Opa-locka. It was in Kamiama Trail in Opa-locka. So you're in a very nice area. And Florida is a great state. It's a great state. You have a great governor, and it's a red state.
Great. Thank you very much. Yes,
so,
it is
so
pretty
I wish
good down
you,
here.
I wish you a good day.
Oh, I wish you too.
Now, it's almost 9 o'clock here in the morning, so it must be almost 9 o'clock in the evening. Friday evening where you're at, and it's Saturday morning where I'm at.
Oh, it's already Saturday. Yeah, right here is Friday.
Yeah, I'm 12 hours ahead of you in the Republic of the Philippines. We're 12 hours ahead. Anyhow, I wish you a great day. It's not an easy job, what you're doing. But if you get people, if I can ask you one question. When you identify yourself on the research, do you have a pretty good response from people willing to talk with you, or they choose not to?
Oh, well, to be honest, I'm not able to answer
that
kind of questions to keep the surveys just for regular basis information. To be honest, the thing is that we make thousands of calls. We get a lot of different things, answering machines. Yep, a lot of people that don't want to talk, and a lot of people that do want to base their opinion. So we get a lot, and as you said, it is very hard. And to be honest, I wouldn't be able to tell you because we talk a lot during the day. So
that's what you're saying. You get it both ways. You get it. There's a lot of answering machines. a lot of people, and then a lot of people are busy. They don't want to take the time to discuss with you. And then you get those like me that say, hey, we're willing to talk. We're willing to give you our opinion or our belief. More than opinion. Opinion means nothing. A belief means a lot. And I want you to remember that. A man with a belief, you can remember this whole thing. A man with a belief or a vision is more important than 99 men with an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. It's like an asshole. It doesn't really mean much. But a belief, a vision, is very powerful. Very powerful. So one man or one woman with a belief is stronger than 99 with just opinions. You can remember that.
Yes, that's right. Well, Sid, as well, I thank you very much for your time and all this valuable information, and I hope you have a
well,
thanks, rest of the
thank
day.
You, and God bless you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.